For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Really?
We got a lot going on.
Did I miss something in the meeting?
There was no meeting.
Well, yeah, what is so absurdly busy?
Well, there's a lot of things.
Is this posturing? Maybe including a Fayetteville lawmaker who ripped us off.
Show business, man.
I know.
Maybe it is posturing. Maybe it's legit. Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know.
Hmm.
It's all a mystery. We're glad you're on here with us on ESPN Arkansas and on the Hit That Line Now app, the greatest app of all the apps.
The sweetest smelling app.
Except mozzarella sticks. That's a better app, but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Breadsticks.
Chips and queso.
Spinach, artichoke dip.
We are a family divided.
No? What kind of queso? It's got chunks of crap in there.
Smooth.
The one they set on fire?
No, you don't need all that.
Well, you don't need the show?
That's show business.
Yeah,
breadsticks isn't an app. Usually.
Yes, it is.
No.
It comes with the table. I forget what the name is.
I believe it's called a setup.
Just because it is not ordered does not mean it is not an app.
It's
the setup.
The app is on the menu.
I've ordered breadsticks off the menu at our favorite pizza place.
Yeah, that's true. They are an app. Well, you have to order the bread there.
You know
that's
what?
Right.
I'll sit here and wait for your apology.
But at the
I'm
place
not
you're
going
thinking
to apologize.
Of.
You should.
At the place you're thinking of. They just give you the breadsticks.
Yeah, here's a text out of the 479. Garlic bread is an app.
Sometimes.
Yes. At the place that you speak of, you got to get it.
And it's a must.
Oh, God.
It's so good.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Somebody listening to us in Mexico, Missouri.
Wait a minute. Mexico, Missouri?
Mm-hmm. Text rather
than that can't be right.
That's true.
There is a Mexico, Missouri.
Really? Where's that at?
Missouri.
Thank you, wise ass. Do you have
what do you want? You want like longitude and latitude? You're really good at that.
Hey, Christopher Columbus, where is it at? Let's see here. Mexico, Missouri is northwest of St. Louis.
All right.
Near Columbia.
Okay. DQ taking some heat. JT would like to know, when is garlic bread not an app?
Well, it usually comes with it.
Comes with what?
Your meal.
No, it doesn't.
So
sometimes.
At the place she's referring to where they give you the bread, an app would be like calamari or, fried cheese, fried ravioli or something like that.
Well, I mean, not all of us know Fayetteville the way DQ does.
I'm sorry.
All right, then. Was that so
the place
hard?
You're speaking
but chips
of is
and
in?
Queso is the superior app.
There's some good mozzarella sticks out there. If they're not out of the bag, if they make them, they're good. But that's how everything is, really.
I can add another weird thing to my eating habits. This afternoon, I was eating a barbecue sandwich, and it came with chips. And I spilled the chips onto the plate that I was eating, and I ate my chips with a fork. I'd never done that before.
And earlier, you forgot why you entered the room.
Man, I still don't know why I went in. I went in, like, I was sitting down to do something at
desk,
and I can't
safe.
Remember what I was supposed to do.
You're with friends.
We're all friends here. we're going to get through this.
Yeah.
JT says nothing comes with a meal for free, DQ.
Oh, you're paying for it one way or the other.
You pay for it, but it's not, you don't have to order it.
Well, your soft drink is $4. They got to offset the cost somewhere. I mean, that's how that works.
Abner says any food before you get your meal is an appetizer.
No.
Although
there's an appetizer section on the menu.
Little trick. Get 2 refills on your soft drink, and it's like you're paying $1. Think about it.
Okay.
That's the way to get around that scam. Mm-hmm.
Go through 3 sodas in a dinner.
Well, I didn't say soda. I mean, if you have tea,
okay,
you know, refill it. And of course, water's still free for now, but you know, that day's coming too.
Then pretty soon you're going to have to like bring a hose in.
Yeah.
When we were in Boston, we did have to pay for water.
See, it's coming.
Because it didn't come out of a tap. They brought it. Our only options were like San Pellegrino out of the bottle. And they gave us the option, do you want sparkling or just regular spring water?
I don't go to places
that have
sparkling water.
We probably paid $40 in water.
In water?
In water. Okay. I'm not kidding.
Wow. All right.
Well, Abner says garlic bread is just a free app. Free apps are better than paid apps. His argument is unassailable.
It's not, but
it is.
I'll let it lie.
Okay.
All right. Let's see here. A fun little tilt out at the old ballpark last night out there at Palm Walker, huh?
How about that turned out okay, right?
9-8, couple of comebacks. That's all right. That'll do just fine, right?
Yep. Hey, you broke the losing streak. You get them again.
Was it a losing streak? It was two.
Two. Two's a streak.
Three. Three's a streak. Three's a streak.
What is this hand gesture you're making?
Three.
Three is a streak.
Okay, this is three.
Three.
This is
three,
not three.
Three. They're the
this
same.
This is not no, that's three. The,
what an odd thing to criticize me over.
This is not three.
Yeah.
This is three. This has been in use for millions of years.
A streak is three.
Yeah, it's three.
This is, you know, three goggles, that's different.
Yeah, three goggles. That's what it is.
But you don't, when somebody says, when you say how many and you go three, no, it's three.
Okay. Well, this must have been some crappy barbecue to put you in mood.
I made it myself. It was good. That stuff when you gave me COVID.
No further questions.
Hey, you seem to like it. I had no taste. Thanks for the COVID, though.
That was something. Hey, you're welcome. Saved you a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, buddy.
Best disease I ever gave anybody.
Yes. Thank you.
Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember sniffing the vodka bottle.
When
the drink breaks, like, nope, got nothing.
Yeah, got nothing.
Tiki, were you here for that?
I was.
Oh, wow.
Did you come in here when we were both?
I was in here.
Yeah.
With
quarantined
the potential
safely.
Of COVID.
We were safe and sound, and we were coughing all over the equipment at Zach's kitchen table.
Sniffing vodka bottles.
I remember those idiots at the health department kept calling me during the show, and I'm like, I can't do the tracing right now. I'm busy. They kept calling. You wouldn't answer, and you'd call again.
They call it the worst times. What are those people doing now? That needs to be like a 30 for 30.
What happened
to the COVID people that called you to find to like trace you?
I don't know. They went to calling you to selling you auto insurance or something. I don't know
something
what they're
like
doing. That. You know, they're selling.
Let
you.
Me tell you, you got the fastest COVID positive test when that thing happened. Like, I went to one of those drive-through deals.
Oh yeah.
And like they ask you the questions, and she goes, "We don't even have to take this test. I mean, you've got it." I'm like, oh, cool. But they shove that stick down your throat and your nose, and I'm gagging and wheezing. Like 12 minutes later, she called me and she's like, "Yeah, you got it." Great. Thanks.
Yeah.
All because of you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
But again, you got me out of something, so thank you.
I don't know about this. Let's see here. a big win last night. That was important because I didn't want to come to work if they had got blown out after losing 2 in a row. Then they would be on a losing streak because that had been 3 in a row, and it was not looking good. Three in a row. That's A-OK, right?
Three.
Isn't that what that is?
Three.
I don't know. Uber Dan suggests on the McLarty Dano hotline, the tracers are now the people driving those carts around at the world's second largest retailer, fulfilling all the online orders, Running you over?
They are
running me over.
They are some of the worst human beings on this planet.
Well, I don't know if
they will
go that
block up an entire aisle and not move. And you're like, hey, you're working for me here.
They're just doing their job.
Well, they need to learn to. They need to learn some manners.
They have no tact at all.
None.
Zero.
They will hit you with the damn cart.
They have zero tact.
Zero.
I don't know if they're the worst people ever, but they just have no tact at any. No, pardon me. No, excuse me.
No, they're just pushing the cart. Like my worst fear is getting clipped in the Achilles with a shopping cart.
Yeah.
From behind. They're second clipping me.
It is it's Thunderdome in there. It's Talladega. It's Daytona. They're just they're trying to get the best time and get out of there.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, they did something smart. It's the first time I've seen this, but it doesn't mean it's the first time they did it. But they, like the rest of the league, they put their, you know how they have the ads behind home plate?
Yep.
They put the collective ad back there for part of the
little
game.
Little QR code.
About time. It's about time. They have it on the bullpen wall for the visiting bullpen in the stadium permanently. But then they put it on that screen behind home plate and on national TV, no less, on an ESPN2 game. Not bad. Not bad. They're finally starting to figure a few things out over there. After we've been badgering them for years on all the things they do incorrectly, maybe they finally learned a thing or two. That was pretty cool last night. And a three-hour and 38-minute epic affair.
Aware, because I had to sit there for the last three innings and make sure that everything got off the air correctly.
Right.
Yes.
Back and forth and a home run, and it ends with a sac fly, and it's just the bullpen pulls their rear end out of the fire after a less than ideal start for Ben Bibee, and there they are in front 9-8 in the end, and then the place was going wild. So they got to you got to see a fun one there at Baum Walker on Tuesday night. It was pretty good.
Yeah, and I get to go, you know, do it again. And then this weekend's going to be tricky down in South Carolina. Yeah, that's a good baseball team. I watched a little bit of them last weekend. That's a good baseball team.
Yeah, they're good.
And they seem to be getting better as time's going on.
Did last night feel like, I don't want to be, you know, Mike Greenberg prisoner of the moment here, but that felt like kind of a regional vibe a little bit there. Like,
bit.
You know, they take a shot, then you come back, and then they're back in it. Like, it was a, you know, they were trading blows there in the last three innings or so.
So, what I'm about to say, for all of you, the fundamentalists who are going to get pissed off no matter what we say, I want you to let me finish before you get mad.
Okay, I will step away.
I'm not talking about you.
Well, I might get mad.
Okay. I learned two things last night about that baseball team. Now, I was kind of half-heartedly joking about them going 49-7, although I think they can still do it. I think they're the best team in the country, but they are flawed, and they have a tragic flaw. They have a flaw that if somebody can expose it, can knock them out of a tournament.
So on January 20th in basketball, we figure out the team and the flaw and all that. So now on April 17th for baseball,
right,
you
around
think
tax
you figured
day,
it out?
I think they are not a clutch-hitting team. Now, the word clutch, they are not a consistent offensive baseball team. They're going to have days like last night where they can put up 9 and score. I mean, you score 9 runs, you should win. There's going to be games like Sunday where you put up a donut, and you're going to be on this roller coaster against good pitching. I think they will beat mid to low level pitching every single time. I think they will struggle to score runs against really good pitchers. Most teams do, but here's the kicker. It depends on who's on the mound. If Hagen Smith is on the mound, you're going to win 90% of the time. He's going to get the win. You're going to win the game 90% of the time. Everything past that, I think it's up in the air if you're playing somebody's ace. And who was it that did that? Was it LSU moved their pitcher from the game 1 to game 2 or something like that?
This year?
Yeah, this year. You may see more of that as we go along where teams avoid Hagen Smith.
An unofficial surrender in game 1 and let's, you know, try and get him in game 2.
Yeah, and
is he better than Skeens?
Who?
Hagen Smith?
Not yet. Skeens, man, we forget how good he was.
Okay. What were his numbers like?
Similar.
2 months.
Very, very similar. But where Skeens did it was in the postseason.
I see.
Skeens is probably a better prospect at this point in their careers. Now, Hagen Smith may, over the next couple of months, improve his draft stock. Hagen Smith's going to go in the top 10. I feel confident saying he's going to go in the top 5. I mean, a left-handed pitcher that brings it like that, he'll be a top 5 pick. I'm pretty sure of that. Teams may start avoiding him. Remember when Strasburg was going at San Diego State? Teams would just avoid him. Yeah. It's like, okay, we're going to give you that one. You can only pitch him once every, you know, 6 or 7 days. Yeah. I think teams may start doing that. I also think teams will start playing small ball against them, against Hagen Smith, just because you're not taking full swings at him is useless. It's pointless. You're swatting at flies. It's like trying to catch a butterfly. You might as well just forget about it. Everybody else is hittable but him.
Here's what we've got weeks to wait on this, but I'm waiting for this because his last postseason start, I'm looking at it here in my book, he faced 11 hitters and gave up 8.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So I would imagine that is somewhere in his mind and he's ready to avenge that and prove he's a better postseason
pitcher.
Now,
point number two, and this is where people I think are going to get mad. We haven't had the injury bug hit. It hits at some point for most teams. If you avoid it, you're lucky. We don't know how deep they are in that pitching staff. I think they're pretty deep, but are they deep under pressure? If you've lost Hagen Smith for a weekend where he just arm fatigue, and he'll be back the next weekend. Can you get through that weekend without having him there? That's the other thing, is how deep are they? We think they're deep. We don't know. And there are good teams out there. A&M's a good team. Kentucky's a good team. You're going to see both of them. South Carolina's a good team. That Texas Tech team's pretty good. They're better than their record would indicate. Yeah. So they have some flaws. They're not perfect. Every team's not perfect. But if you run into a team that's got dominant starters and can hit the ball a little bit, and you don't need the mashers. You need the guys that can get you singles and doubles.
No,
that could be a team that's going to cause a lot of problems.
Yeah, I'm interested to see. You know, I'm looking forward to see. In addition to Hagan Smith returning to the postseason and trying to keep the form that he has had in the regular season, I also want to see what their offensive numbers look like in the next five SEC weekends. Because in the first five, they are near the bottom in runs scored and RBIs in the league. I want to see if that flips around here. And in spite of that, this is the wacky thing about this. In spite of them being like 12th, 13th in runs in offense, I mean they are they're 12 and what are they?
12 and 3
in a league.
Yep, they are. And it's because
you would think a team 13th in runs would be 3-12 in the league. No, they're not.
Do you have it? Your run differential.
I can pull it up. Yeah, because they're like fifth in the league in that.
Okay, see, that's the part I'm talking about. Is like you can
fourth.
Fourth in the league. You can win a lot of games 4-1.
They're plus
2.
What I do is I look at just the league games and I figure out the run differential. Kentucky leads the league at plus 85. Tennessee, A&M, Arkansas is 430 at plus 35.
And I also
South Carolina is plus 1. By the way,
this is going to make some of you feel icky, and I'm sorry, but guess who's getting hot. Tennessee. Here comes Tennessee. They won 7 in a row. Tennessee's coming. They're 10-5 in the league.
They're figuring it out.
You remember, what was it, 2 years ago? They were like 33-1 at one point.
They raced
out to this huge lead.
And then Notre Dame beat them in the Super.
They were flawed. They had a bunch of guys that threw hard but couldn't throw strikes. People were just swinging at it. But Tennessee is getting better. A&M's gotten better. Kentucky's gotten better.
Yeah.
Arkansas started fast. They've continued along.
Arkansas has played in the first five weekends in conference play, they have played the five worst teams in run differential. Alabama, Missouri, Ole Miss, LSU, and Auburn. And they won four of those series. So up next is South Carolina, plus one. Florida, who's floundering a bit this year.
Yeah. Let me give you there are two teams.
And then A&M and Mississippi State, who's positive. Kentucky, then A&M, who are also high in run differential. So it's going to be interesting to see if they keep it going.
Hutch is going to have to look this up. There are two teams in the league right now with a winning record on the road. Two. It's A&M. Take a swing at who the other one is.
A winning record on the road?
On the road. True road games. Not neutral site. True road games. It's A&M and Kentucky.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody else, I mean, they're...
I hesitated. I didn't know if Kentucky played a bunch of road games.
They are 12-2 on the road. Yeah. They've played 14 true road games.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to be a hell of a series when Arkansas goes to Fayetteville in the first weekend of May.
Got the same record Arkansas does.
It's going to be... Yeah. It's going to be... I mean, it's not going to be as big as the Kentucky Derby that weekend in that state, but it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch who's got it. Who's got the goods? Because you figure... right now, both of those teams could be Omaha teams. But does the trend line continue for Kentucky? Does Arkansas continue rolling like this? And then they're on a collision course to meet in a couple of weeks.
It'll be fun.
In Lexington, that's right. Yeah, they have three of the last five SEC series are on the road.
And I think that will tell you where you are. You know, if three of the last five, nine games on the road, if you're 5-4, 6-3, you're in pretty good shape.
Well, right now they're 3-3 in road games.
You go 4-5 or 3-6, I would say, there's cause for concern.
3-3 in road games this year with, of course, three more coming up.
This is a stupid question.
Yes, sir.
And,
we specialize in those.
Yeah, I know. And I saw this on the internet today and nobody really had a good answer. Why are baseball diamonds all different dimensions? Like every other sport, the dimensions are the same. Basketball court is the same.
The diamond's the same.
I'm talking about the wall, the configuration.
Oh, the field.
Yeah, the field itself.
I don't know the answer to that. The diamond's the same, though.
Why can't we just have a uniform setting?
It's 90 feet to all the bases. That's the same. It's 60 feet, 6 inches.
But it could be 407 to center at one park. It could be 400 at another.
Yeah.
It could be 310 down the line to 324.
I don't know why that is.
This feels dumb to me.
You want
hockey rinks are the same. Basketball courts.
You want
the same.
All the fields to be what? Like 330, 385, 410. What do you want?
330 down the lines, 402 to dead center. Maybe three seventy-five, 380 to the power.
Bomb's not far off. It's 400 to center at bomb. It's 320 down the line.
I'm just saying. I don't know why everybody gets a say in having a different.
It's 375 to left, 365 to right center at bomb. They moved in the right field fence 15 years ago.
Built a building out there.
Well, that too, but they moved that in long before. They were trying to attract left-handed hitters that could get it out of the ballpark, and, you know, the wind is howling out there. You know, if you play 40 home games, 38 of them, the wind is blowing so hard you can't imagine it. So they moved the fences in about 15 years ago, and, you know, worked out.
I'm just saying. I did not.
Why are the fields, why are the stadiums different dimensions?
I got into a little group chat with that today, and I have to be honest with you, I did not have an answer.
And the Polo Grounds, it was like 800 feet to center field, and then like 208 to down the line or something.
Where you could trip over a monument.
Yes, that's right.
Chasing down a fly ball.
That's right.
Cool.
Yeah. The Polo Grounds was a baseball stadium that existed 60 years ago.
Fun story about the Polo Grounds. The Polo Grounds is right. No. Everybody knows Rucker Park, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, Rucker Park is on the grounds that the Polo Grounds was on.
Right.
There's a housing complex right to it. Next to it, my grandfather lived in that housing complex next to the Polo Grounds for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah. You very, very
next to it.
Yep. If you look at it now, it's a series of units right next to Rucker Park, and there was only like two back then. But yeah, that was before he moved down onto the street that invented hip hop.
Well, it doesn't. You know, these dimensions don't matter because you get to Omaha, and it's a canyon.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. Build every stadium to Omaha's specs.
Well, and here's the thing that they did. They kept the dimensions of Rosenblatt, but Rosenblatt was on a hill and the wind always blew out.
Yeah.
Well, the TD or whatever, Charles Schwab, whatever they call it now, it faces the other way. So the wind is always blowing in and it's downtown. Stupid. It's not up on a hill.
It's dumb.
So, I mean, you gotta hit one to get it out of there. I mean, you've got to absolutely stripe one.
We're getting questions about the Green Monster up in Boston. Here's the problem with the Monster is there's nowhere to go. On the other side of the Monster is the street, then the river, and
Lansdowne Street.
There's nowhere. The Monster's there basically to protect the cars from getting hit.
Yeah.
Although they do it terrible. That's the players' parking lot.
Yeah.
It's where you see all the nice cars.
I remember when McGuire hit one in that parking lot at the Home Run Derby in '98. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He almost hit it on the turnpike. I mean, it was absurd. But anyway. So I don't know. It was fun. It'll be continue to be fun, and we'll see.
49-7.
49-7. So they
That's
have.
What I said.
Well, they're on their way.
They're 31-5.
But they're on their way to the remain. What they would need to do the rest of the way, which is, I believe, go 14-2. Well, they're 1-0. So
there we go.
Now they need to go 13-2. And what are we? We're 67 days away from
67 days
from celebration.
Mountain National Champions.
That's right. Exactly. I don't know if anybody knows that reference.
Nobody
but
gets
we
that
do,
joke,
and, it's great.
And we love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was at that game.
Were you?
Oh, I was, I was on the field.
Yeah.
Huh? I was at that game. All right. It's 25 minutes till the hour here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here on the McLarty-Daniel Hotline. You may know this. When did baseball players start celebrating walk-offs by ripping the guy's shirt off? When did that start? Because they did that last night.
They did it for a while until Altuve had the little buzzer thing.
Oh,
then they stopped doing
and
it.
And he's like, well,
Yeah. I don't know.
But they ripped, Souza. I guess they ripped his shirt off last night when he hit the sac fly to win the game.
See, on a sac fly, no. Home run? Man, rip all your clothes off at that point. I mean, who's the guy who hit the home run in the regional?
Which one?
I'm totally blanking.
Charlie Welch.
Charlie Welch. Like, I would have stripped down and left home plate naked, run around the base.
You'd have looked like, who was it, Ryerson on Slapshot when he took all his clothes off the fight?
That's what I would have done, but a sack fly.
Old-time hockey.
Sack fly, I don't know.
You're a walk-off snob?
A sack fly walk-off snob, yes. Man, you put one in the parking lot to win it.
Oh yeah,
man, you run around and just
drop trowel.
Just run around in your socks.
Here it is.
That's fine. I don't care.
Passion, drive, and patience—the formula for winning championships—is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance: superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Wes, now this is an interesting question. We can put this on the table here. Because Souza got roughed up pretty good after the game-winning sack fly.
Yeah, they beat him up.
Do you want to hit the game-winning hit? Because you're going to get the crap kicked out of you immediately after the game.
Yes, but you have to keep your head on a swivel. What I would have done, and this is just me, he hits the sack fly, and you got to run down to first base, right?
Right.
Keep running. You just run into right field.
Run into the building
just
in right
keep
field.
Keep going. Keep going. Now Dave always
Bo Jackson.
Right.
They're right in the tunnel.
Just keep going, and let them chase you if they're dumb enough to chase you.
And nobody catches Bo.
That's right. So, I mean, you run into the bullpen, and boom, you're into the that's what you do. You just keep going.
Or the guy for Miami in that Cotton Bowl where he ran up the tunnel.
Randall Hill,
yeah. And he came out with the guns blazing.
But that was not his fault that the stadium was constructed poorly.
That's right.
And had a ramp there.
And that was to their end zone in that particular quarter. That's right. Come back, Randall. Yeah, that's the move. Just keep running into the hop the fence, get in the building over there. And
just go.
I would not do that. I would not do well with that. I'd be like, get off me. Get off me.
Huh.
I would not. I couldn't. I mean, other than lack of hand-eye coordination and, you know, any negligible
anything
talent.
Anything resembling athletic
ability. I don't want to get the hell beat out of me for winning a baseball game. I don't think I'd like that. Hey, the Orioles just walked off the Twins.
I hate the Orioles. They're so good.
Cedric Mullins.
They're so good.
Going bridge. How about that?
Sucks.
Yeah. They hit a home run out to that guy with the water gun earlier.
Well, that's okay. So I'm watching the Orioles game last night. They're playing the Twins, and they were talking about, they called it the bird bath.
Yeah.
And they built one for that has four hoses on it in case you hit a grand slam.
Yeah. He just took a hit off the bird bath.
Right.
Yeah.
Now they've got the original bird bath out in the bullpen. They are auctioning it off at a game every time, you know, for fans to come down and take hits off the bird bath. Seems dicey, but whatever. Have fun.
We've gotten 100 texts about running, just like Forrest Gump. Just keep running. Just keep running.
Just keep running.
I was running.
I could run like the wind blows. Yeah. Just keep going, man. Just
is that DQ, is that his best impression, his Forrest Gump? It's pretty good.
Probably.
Chuck G's the best one I got.
Well, I like the Muffin Man one.
The Muffin Man!
That one's the best.
The gingerbread cookie?
That one's my personal favorite, but the Gump one is probably the
best.
That's the
gumdrop button!
There it is. There it is.
It's a great movie. Man, you have got to watch that this weekend.
The
Take 90 minutes of your life. It's worth it.
I might.
Simply for the Welcome to Duloc song.
Who does Sling Blade?
She's shaking her head. Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect. Here we have the rules. Everybody's.
Are they still putting a pie in the face if you hit a home run in baseball?
No.
Oh, they're not doing that anymore? That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
But now they pour water on you or Gatorade or something?
I know this sounds dumb, but I love the home run celebrations in Major League Baseball. I think they're funny. Some of them are, some of them are, yeah. But
you know what the Razorbacks do, right, with the gorilla mask?
Yeah, that's fine.
And they got to do it in the dugout because, Tennessee and Tony ruined all the rules a couple years ago.
And that's fine.
Took the fun away.
But like the bird bath, that's cool.
Bird bath's cool. I can't believe they let him bring it on the field. I mean, that's crazy.
One of the things, you will appreciate this. So in the Naturals booth, I sit at the mic, got the headset on, the whole thing. Right next to me is the graphics computer. Mm-hmm. And there's a girl named Jessica who she handles all of that stuff. And I told her, I said, when we hit a home run, I said, I just want to hit the lights once. And they have all these different patterns.
Yeah.
Guy jacks one. And she goes, hit one. I'm like, that one. And then, the lights go out and the thing just starts to, you know what I'm talking
about?
Yeah. They have like 10 different little patterns.
They got the trick britches lights.
Oh, my gosh. It's so much fun. See, that's the job you want.
The light person?
The light guy.
The lighting coordinator? Let's see here. Okay, good. Yeah, that'd be fun. You think Dave will ever allow those to be put in over here?
Absolutely.
I don't think so. No. I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe he will. Will football ever get them? Football's got them now. Or, football stadiums, they do all that stuff.
I'm a traditionalist when it comes to football.
Lights on.
Well, like for years, Notre Dame had just the scoreboards in the end zone. So they put up kind of a video board thing, and I didn't like that. But now they've got this big old screen, and sometimes it's too much.
Yeah, it's not blocking touchdown Jesus though.
Yeah, yeah, you can't see Jesus from inside the stadium anymore unless you're in like the top eight rows.
They're never gonna win then.
I know. Ever since Jesus got blocked,
I have a working theory on the Razorback baseball curse, which may very well be lifted this year. But I was looking at this the other day when I was in there, so I think I figured something out. Okay. It's not the soda. At Bomb Walker, the overhang behind home plate, there are steel beams that jut out from the press box and support the net and everything. There are 13 steel beams. That's what it is. 13 beams.
Mm.
You're slapping Lady Luck in the face. You got 13 beams at a baseball stadium? Really? It doesn't matter if you skip the chalk line. You can't overcome
that's what you're rolling with.
I just learned that myself a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
And I think that may be something we need to consider. Okay. Just thinking about that.
Can I take a victory lap on the Deion Sanders thing? Because this is going to implode in 12 months. This is an unserious football program.
I think you're being kind. 12 months.
This is an unserious
maybe
football
12
program.
Minutes, maybe.
You've got Shador and what is it, Shiloh, out there on Instagram now, telling recruits to hit me up if you're interested in coming to play for Colorado. Generally speaking, it's the coaches that do the recruiting. Not two players who happen to be the son of the head coach. He's out of there. Once his two kids are gone, he's gone.
Well, but
here's the other thing. He put out a list. He said there are six teams in the NFL that he will allow to draft his kids or Travis Hunter, the corner from Colorado. And he gave his list, and it's like, Deion, I don't want to be rude here, but your second son's not getting drafted. He's bad. Shador's going to get drafted. But I think he's going to get exposed this year. And I mean, they got off 3-1 and then proceeded to lose, 7 of the last 8, something like that. And Travis Hunter, I think, is a wonderful athlete, but he's getting very bad advice right now.
Well, Here's the thing I'm interested in, because yes, this is a clown show in a sport, by the way, that is entirely based on clown shows. I mean, all of college football is farcical at times. But like Logan Paul, people watch it. Now, will they watch this year? I'm interested to see that. But last year, you can't argue. People watched it. They loved, people love a train wreck.
They watched it for the first four games.
They love a train wreck.
Then they got blown out by Oregon. Oregon beat them, you know, beat them like 1,000-0, whatever it was. And then they, if you watch after that point, I think people understood they were not a serious football team, and the ratings dropped off. But they did have two or three of the top 20 watched games. But they were in the first. They were in September and October.
Yeah.
Once it got to, you know, late October, November, they were a non-entity.
Yeah, but it, the people, but they also fell out of the polls there and stuff.
Yeah, it was they were losing. They weren't any good.
Yeah, I want to see if I'm interested to see. I'm with you. This is totally a stunt in a world full of stunts.
It's been great for Colorado football because they're relevant again. But this is not sustainable. What he's doing.
No, it's not gonna lead to anything productive.
Who do you think they open with?
Texas.
The Bison.
Oh, North Dakota State?
Yeah.
No, they're losing that. Okay.
Then they go to Nebraska.
They're losing that.
Then they go to Colorado State, and our guy, Jay Norvell.
That's a rivalry game.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Baylor, UCF, and somebody just texted in. Apparently, UCF's quarterback had a very eventful weekend here in Fayetteville.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
What did he do?
He had himself a weekend.
Well, let me see what happened. Where's the text?
Oh, it's a few back. Hang on.
This is hilarious.
Photo.
It's a photo.
Well, let me see this.
Yeah, he had himself a weekend. So.
All right. I'll find it.
Oh, yeah.
Is it where you replied, whoa? Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, what did he do to end up... behind bars.
He had a weekend. And
you know, why was this not reported by the mainstream press?
Well, he doesn't play.
It just happened.
Yeah.
Today?
He was just released like 20 minutes ago.
Oh, interesting.
So,
well, how about that?
Yeah. So, we'll see. I'll see how that goes.
I got to get on the internet more. Holy Lord.
You really should.
I'm asleep at the wheel over here. Yeah.
Now, let's see here. Rushes to the website and it crashes.
Yeah. I see it here.
Yeah. He had himself a day.
Okay. Well, you know,
it happens.
Well, anyway, we will, stay there. We'll stay on top of this. We'll stay on top of this situation. That's what we'll do.
Yeah. Dixon Street.
It'll get you. That's why I avoid it, man. I like being employed. I like the $6 a week I get to do this. I mean, it's fantastic.
Six? Yeah. Did you get a raise?
I did, yeah.
Good for you.
I'm doing quite well.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything, from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
We're not leaving?
No.
If you have a tape we put on or something?
Here's the deal.
Okay. Explain the deal. Break it down for us, boss.
If you are on the Hit That Line app, you are going to get us. If you're on HitThatLine.com, you are going to get us.
Really?
Yes.
That's an upset.
If you're in Northwest Arkansas, 99.5, you're going to get us.
Yeah.
If you're at 104.3 over in Harrison, you're going to get baseball. If you're at 95.3 down in the River Valley, you're going to get baseball.
I'm in Berryville, Randy. What am I going to get? I'll hang up and listen.
Apparently, we're the only thing you can get in Berryville.
I'm in Gans. What are, over in Oklahoma? What are we going to have on today?
What I need you to do, sir, is look at your radio And if I call out any of these frequencies.
I'm looking at the radio.
All right, 104.3 in Harrison. Baseball.
No, I don't get that. Doesn't come in here. 96.3
in Hot Springs is baseball.
We kind of get that one.
95.3 in the River Valley. Baseball.
Yeah, that one comes in here.
All right.
Is that one with those, what's that guy's name? Russian?
It's the show with the girl that wears the sweatshirts from other teams.
I find that incredibly disrespectful to the Arkansas Razorbacks when she does that. Didn't she go to that school? I didn't go to college. Yeah. I went to Votech, but I wouldn't wear my rival's school if I had went to that college. You know
right.
what I'm saying?
I got you.
I find that very rude. And imagine if a recruit's watching.
All right. Now, if you're in Northwest Arkansas, 99.5.
Nah, I don't care about Northwest Arkansas. Yeah,
nothing north of the tunnel. I got it.
Bunch of elitist punks up there. I don't care.
Where do people live?
Yeah.
That will be us. Okay, so is everybody clear? I would send out one of those coverage maps, but it looks like a gym floor at an elementary school, and you can't tell what's what. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I wish y'all had another show on in the afternoon, because that one y'all got, it sucks. I don't like it. I like Matt and Phil. I like them.
Uh-huh.
I liked him. Ty's an idiot, but Chuck's okay. I liked him in the morning, but I did not like those afternoon guys at all. I don't like them. I wish y'all could get something else.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, Jerry and Elma. Very disrespectful. Think of the recruits.
That's a character. You see, we're doing a bit there.
All right. Here's somebody not clear. All right. Listen.
No.
At 3:30, you're going to find out, okay?
Oh, you're going to find out, all right.
You're
going to
find out.
So, bleep around and find out.
Everybody just hang tight. 27, DQ, you're on duty to make sure everything flips.
Yes, so, in addition to their duties of hosting this show, they have to make sure all the other crap works in the other places.
Because, let's be honest, we've got to do that.
Well, you know, that's what you got to do.
Here's Thomas in Bentonville. He says, honestly, looking at the schedule, Arkansas can easily go 12-0 this year.
In what? In what?
I believe 12-0, he is saying football.
Oh, no.
Arkansas doesn't go 9-4.
Thomas.
No.
My man.
See, this is how disappointment starts right here. With unrealistic expectations on the front end. You can't go to Arby's and expect.
He says they're all gettable, Derek.
You can't go to Arby's and expect what's a fancy steak place?
Wagyu?
No. What's the big
the fancy steak place?
Yeah, what's it? God almighty.
Ruth's Chris?
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, that'll settle. I was thinking of another one.
He says every game is gettable.
Okay.
Brian, Thomas,
hey, they don't play Alabama anymore. That's good.
Thomas, I wish you the best. My brother in Christ, I wish you the best. But when it goes south, it's not our fault. Second attorney points out that Thomas started drinking yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right.
Maybe, yeah. That sounds about right. God, I'm thinking of it. My dad has a gift card to that place. What is it called?
What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to think of the, it's not Arthur Bryant's. That's the place in Kansas City. But it's a big steak chain that's really good.
Evan M. would like us to lay out a pathway to 12 wins.
No, I refuse. If that's what you want, you can't do. Morton's, that's a good one. Morton's, we'll go with Morton's. Sorry. We'll go with Morton's for the block.
Your dad says Arthur's.
Fleming's. Arthur's, that's it, yes. Just Arthur. Okay. King of the Britons.
Oh. That's
right. Arthur, right. Yeah. But anyway, you go to Arby's, you expect Arthur's. Now, Arby's is fine, but it's not Arthur's.
I like Arthur.
Or Morton's. I mean, it's not the same. So you can't go to one and expect the other. That's not fair.
Thomas
it's not fair to them.
Thomas says he doesn't drink because one time his dad got so drunk he peed in the vacuum cleaner. Thomas, I like you. I don't think I've ever been drunk enough to pee in a vacuum cleaner.
In the
vacuum cleaner.
Well, I knew a guy.
Now, my guess is that this is one of those old-style vacuum cleaners.
I want to preface this story. No, we got kids in the car. I can't tell you the story. But I knew a guy, but I wasn't there. Uh-huh. But I heard about it later that he got so drunk he
Are we sure
he messed up the bed.
Are we sure right? He was trying to pee in the vacuum?
See, now I don't know. Hey, we got a plethora of baseball on this afternoon. The Cardinals and A's are scoreless. Bottom of the second out in Oakland. Okay. A big crowd on hand at the Alameda County Coliseum.
Hey, listen.
As you can imagine, those Cardinal fans, they travel.
There's some red there. By the way, I told you I looked up when the Red Sox were out there. I looked at what tickets at the Coliseum cost behind home plate.
Yeah.
Like $500 per.
Okay.
To go to a game in April at the Coliseum.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, Cardinals fans getting fleeced.
Yeah. The Astros are up 4-2 on the Braves, bottom of the sixth, in Houston at the Juice Box. And at last check, the Royals were trailing the White Sox, and they are after 7. 2-1 White Sox as they head to the 8th on the south side of Chicago. So, there's your score update. The Rangers played earlier today, and the Rangers were... they victorious over Detroit 5-4. And those are all the teams that you're not allowed to watch here, and those are the score updates. I'm Derek Ruska. All right. What are you chuckling about over there?
People are don't even look at the text machine right now.
Yeah. Okay.
There's a vacuum. The vacuum is in question.
All right. Well, that's very good. Let's see here. Keith Carradine. Oh, my God. So anyway, Golden State, that dynasty's over with, isn't it? It's over with, right? Yeah.
Did you see Clay at the end of that? Just kind of standing there like the last of the dinosaurs? He's just standing there kind of looking around.
I had as many points as he did last night.
He had five.
I made as many shots as he did.
For the record, he has had lower leg problems like five times, like major surgeries.
Oh, yeah, he blew up both legs. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Clay Thompson, he's a Hall of Famer, number one, part of one of the great dynasties of my generation.
I know it's over, but they won four. That's not bad.
Did they win? I thought they won six.
They won four.
Okay.
They won four. Draymond cost them one. They could have won five.
Okay. He kept
punching guys in the.
That's
in the,
right there with the Spurs.
Jewels.
You can put Draymond, Steph, and Clay up there with Duncan, Manu, and that group. You can put them all in there. That was a heck of a run.
But unlike the Spurs, this Steph Curry is different because. I never saw anybody at a local high school game when, you know, kids are running around the gym playing, you know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. At games, we see that all the time. I never saw anybody in a Ginobili jersey, but I saw kids in a Steph Curry jersey.
I saw Manu Ginobili catch a bat once during a game.
He did.
So,
but you know what I'm saying? Like the impact is different. Like Steph Curry was a big time, a star for this league for all ages. Your kid watched Steph Curry.
My daughter loves Steph Curry.
And now this is winding down for him. And that group is, winding down. But they did win four. So that's nothing to sneeze at.
And they have not drafted well. Their prize, Jordan Poole, turned out to be an absolute clown. So they had to get rid of him.
Well, after Draymond rearranged his face,
Moses Moody has not taken off the way I think they envisioned, and you're gonna have
stunning.
To do a,
wow,
you're have
what
to
a
do
surprise!
A hard reset on that.
What a surprise!
Steph's got maybe a year left, 2 years, as a premier player. I mean, what'd you tell me? 36.
Yeah, he's like he's 36, 37
anymore.
Yeah.
So, Draymond's Draymond, and Clay was the last of that little bunch. But the Warriors are good. They're getting ready for a hard fall, man.
Yeah, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Now, tonight you've got the Bulls and the Hawks, and the interesting game to me is the Sixers and the Heat.
That'll be fun. Which one's the late game?
Let me tell you.
And I'm using late, in quotations.
Let me tell you here.
I should really know.
6 o'clock Heat and a Sixers.
Okay.
ESPN. And then 8:30 ESPN Hawks and Bulls. Okay. So the Bulls are later. The Sixers are home 5.5-point favorites on the Bet Saracen app. About that.
Okay.
Yeah. You bet any of this?
No. I've been tied up doing other stuff this week, and I just haven't paid much attention to it. The play-in thing is so quirky. I'll wait.
Like it. I understand.
No. I like it. I think it's good.
I hate that Zion got hurt in the middle of a 40-point game last night.
Now, Dr. K did bring up a good point.
What's that?
And one of our listeners brought up a really good point. I can't believe I'm going to say this. One of the Merry Band of Idiots has cracked the code on the NBA playoffs. You play 82 games in the regular season to eliminate five teams in each conference.
Yeah.
Why would you just not leave the worst team out and make it a 16-team each side tournament?
Why not?
Or I guess, maybe have the two worst teams have play a game and they get in. I don't know. I'm not sure how you do it, but you're playing 82 games to eliminate five teams.
Yeah.
Ricky in Greenwood, he's got jokes today. Did Jontay Porter bet on it?
Oh, well, he's available to you.
I'm absolutely certain he did.
Yeah. My favorite take during all the Porter stuff was that someone said, quote, he's not good enough to throw a game.
Like, what? Well, you got to be in it. You got to be in the game to throw it.
Yeah, this is newsworthy, too, today. This may cross over into, some of these actual newscasts, not just in the sports page. But today, the NBA banned Jontay Porter for life for betting on league games. This is a role player for the Toronto Raptors. So this is a big deal, but there are a couple things working against it. Number one, it's not a team in the United States, so the ugly Americans don't care. And two, this is not a star. You know, this isn't, this isn't Steph Curry betting on games and getting thrown out for life. But this is, in this era of sports gambling, we saw, Ridley thrown out for a year.
Yep.
In the NFL. And we haven't seen anybody thrown out for life from sports, I guess it's Pete Rose, right? Yeah. So this is a, but the case they make after investigating is pretty bad for Jontay Porter. Like, my thought is on significant penalties they need to call themselves, where you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he was betting on his team to lose, and he was limiting his own participation in the game to influence the outcome of bets in at least one Raptors game. That's what happened. On a March 20th game, Porter played 3 minutes, claiming he felt ill due to unusual betting activity and actions of the player. An $80,000 prop bet was frozen and was not paid out.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So a couple things here. One, how stupid, how addicted to the juice do you have to be to have, I don't know how much money Jontay Porter made, but he made more than us.
More than a minimum.
And that's gone.
Yep.
That's over.
It's
with.
All done.
That is done. That is no longer an option for you, number one. The other thing is, thank God these sports books are keeping an eye on this stuff.
Yeah.
Anything that trips the trigger, they're like, wait a minute.
Another little
irregularity.
Another little conversation that was going on this morning was, are they getting caught because the mechanisms are that good, or are these athletes that dumb? And I think it's a combination of both.
The answer is yes.
The answer is yes to both.
The answer is yes. Yeah. Well, I mean, the Bohannon thing at Alabama baseball, that's one of the stupidest things of all time. But I mean, first of all, any bet of multiple thousands of dollars on a college baseball game is going to make anybody.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I mean, people have been betting a few $100 and now we got like 20 grand. What? I mean, if there's a big red button in the sports book, like stop the conveyor belt or whatever, that's getting pressed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a combination of the things, but, I don't want to sound, like an arrogant jerk here or anything, but listen, the betting is for us. It's not for you, the players. It's for us, the regular people. It's for us. You've got the money.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get the money. So stay out of gambling. This is our thing, not yours. That's what I would say.
He just got back in the league.
This is our thing, not yours.
He hasn't been in the league. Like, he got into the league in 23-24 with the Raptors.
Yeah.
Then he got sent to the G League, I guess. And he'd been out of the league for almost 4 years.
So a marginal player.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah. Yeah. It's stupid. But, the betting is our thing as the fans, not yours. Don't do it. This is for us, not for you. You get to go into all these velvet rope clubs and stuff. That's for you. It's not for us. Well, this is for us, not for you. Let's see here. He He earned, a couple years ago, he earned a little over $2 million in a season. A couple million dollars.
I hope it was worth it.
With the Bucks a few years ago. You know, he's, you know. Well, now that's over. Now he'll never have another job. I don't
no,
think.
Not
making
league.
$1 million.
No.
Well, where else will he work to make $1 million? I mean, that's, think about that. You had the world by the you-know-what, well, and then
now,
it's over.
Now, hold on. Did he win his bets?
I don't know. Well, some of them froze. They,
I'm just asking because, you know, if maybe, you know, one of the betting services pick him up if he's good.
Yeah.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.